The wonderful presentation by Pasha and Catherine was very complete. I don't think I could have been that complete. You guys were wonderful. The one thing that that really struck me was the description of the structure of OA. And you know how the structure of a corporation is a triangle with the, you know, the head honcho, the one that sometimes absconds with all the somethings. He's at the top, and then we get these branches below. Well, they talked about in the OA fellowship that that concept is turned. And the top of that is you. And you're not going to abscond, are you? No. You're going to stay here. Wait. Wait while the miracle's happening. Wait until the miracle happens. Whatever it takes. And the other thing that really impressed me was that pinnacle that just got inverted. That was the chair. She's at the bottom. And she was probably one of the most capable, articulate, humble, amazing people I've ever seen conduct such a big gathering as that one. She was at the bottom. That's pretty amazing when you think about how our fellowship works. So that's what really impressed me, among many other things. There was another thing that really impressed me. The first morning that I went down to breakfast, and I didn't know anyone, and I'd shared with you earlier that with intention I was able to gather my umbrella, and I knew that there were some things that I was responsible to take back, and places that I needed to stay in recovery. But this lady walks up to me, and this lady is obviously recuperating from cancer. She has this little skull cap on her. This is a small little lady, and she comes up and she said, "May I carry your tray?" And that was kind of a moment of surrender, because there, part of me was saying, "Oh no, 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 I'll carry it. You know." But no, somebody asked me, so I said, "Well, of course, that's very kind of you." And she said, "Oh well, I just wanted you to notice you were a green dot. I just wanted you to feel welcome." And she sat me down at a table, introduced me to a few people, and went away. Well, that woman surfaced during all of that business conference stuff. It was one of the more powerful people of making decisions, making observations, presenting ideas in the whole room. And that was the lady. That's pretty amazing. They have something, I mentioned a little bit, I do exercise and I teach seniors, and through those forms of exercise, I went from, rah, 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 strength training to aerobics to Zumba to yoga. And then from yoga, I went to Tai Chi. And Tai Chi is kind of, right now, a place that I just get a lot of joy in teaching. And there's actually a movement that we do that is a greeting, and we do it as we leave, and we do it after the form. And I know I don't want to be out of context here and non-OA, but I just want to mention to you, I said that in life, when I'm in recovery and I'm not toxic, there are so many reminders that come all over the sources of so many places that put me back into my awareness of recovery. And this is just a simple greeting. Left hand, fingers are extended, and they say that represents friendship, and you keep the fingers gently together. And then the thumb, and this is the reason I'm sharing it with you, the thumb comes gently in with a soft bend. It represents humility. And there's more to it, but I'm not even going to bother to share that all with you. I just want you to know that those reminders that if I'm not toxic and I'm in recovery and I'm willing to listen are all everywhere. And our higher power, my higher power, speaks to me constantly of those messages. And I'm so grateful for that.